Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Last night at Madison Square Garden, the Knicks lost. The Hornets beat New York 89-85. This result wouldn't have been a shock 2 weeks ago, before Jeremy Lin began leading the previously unimpressive Knicks on a 7-game winning streak. Last night, Lin had a team-high 26 points, but he also committed 9 turnovers, and he could not produce the sort of dramatics Knicks fans have come to expect. Dramatics such as the last-second three-pointer, by which means New York beat the Raptors on Tuesday evening.
Lin for the win!
There are many ways to know that someone has attained stardom in our fickle culture. One sure indication is a mention on the Colbert Report.
Yes, he came out of nowhere, which is my nickname for Harvard.
The object of Stephen Colbert's affection/derision has inspired a deluge of puns in various places, including the New York Times, Bloomberg, and the Colbert Report.
I have got a raging case of Linsanity. I have been declared legally Linsane. My symptoms? Linsomnia, restless Lin syndrome, and Lintestinal blockage. Folks, it's an exciting time. Fans have not come down with a basketball-borne disease this intense since the mid-70s outbreak of Kareem Abdul-Jabbarism.
In just over half a dozen games, Jeremy Lin, who went undrafted and was dropped from the benches of two other NBA teams after brief, undistinguished stints, has led the Knicks from irrelevance to contention. His statistics? Since the NBA-ABA merger in 1976, no player has scored more than Lin's 136 points in his first 5 starts. No wonder his teammates are enthusiastic, and the Knicks fans regularly chant MVP when Lin gets the ball. Tommy Amaker, Jeremy Lin's coach at Harvard, maintains that Lin had some experience in the celebrity spotlight as an undergraduate.
Well, you know what? On a limited basis, he was that here. You know, we went on the road. I mean, he had a following. He was somewhat of a cult figure, you know, here in Ivy League and when we went to different places to play. And so, you know, obviously it's gone to a whole different stratosphere. But we've seen glimpses of things that everyone else is seeing right now, including that.
Injuries to various Knicks, actually lots of them, provided Jeremy Lin with the opportunity to play. Sports Illustrated reporter Pablo Torre was not entirely surprised when Lin grabbed that opportunity by the throat and started generating numbers that have had observers comparing him with LeBron James at the beginning of his pro career. According to Torre, Lin is accustomed to contributing scores of points, dozens of assists, and the occasional last-second game-winning shot.
At Harvard, he was basically the entire team. He once hit a three-pointer at half court at the buzzer to beat William and Mary. He once scored 30 points against UConn, and he beat BC every time he played them. So he's had these moments before when people counted on him to do things. The fact that he's adjusted his confidence level to absorb everything that was being thrown at him in Madison Square Garden and certainly on the road, you know, this is the next level that people maybe didn't anticipate, but could sort of see the seeds there in retrospect.
The seeds were impressive, but Torre says in the pre-NBA days, the package needed work.
You know, Jeremy once told me, the Harvard strength coach came to him and said, "You are the weakest basketball player in the history of this program." And since then, he's become a very different physical specimen. He's 6'3", 200 pounds, he's muscular, he's strong, and he's going to be getting better with his endurance.
None of this is to suggest that Jeremy Lin has answered all the questions about how effectively this dazzling, if brief, stretch of games will translate into an NBA career. Even in a lockout-shortened season, the physical demands on the pros are far greater than those college players face, as are the demands on any pro who's suddenly fielding calls from TV producers and the attentions of fans proposing marriage. Endorsement opportunities in the U.S. and in China will certainly follow, and Lin may be better prepared than most players to evaluate them. At Harvard, he majored in economics.